Hey everyone, we are here with the most recent team to unfortunately get eliminated from the Amazing Race, Sunny and Busy. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
If you could do it over, what would you have changed in that last leg?
Easy. We would have switched drivers, I think.
Switched drivers.
During the meets detour, did you guys realize at the time that the three other teams were working together to intentionally shut you out of the room with the tables? Was it obvious in person?
We had no clue. We were baffled by that alliance.
Okay.
It wasn't, I mean, we didn't know until it was happening. We knew that it was happening.
Once we saw it, we didn't realize that three teams went in. But we didn't realize then that's when they started working together there.
What really got my goat is when Amber started helping Angie at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She shut us out. And I knew that something was going on because she had shut us out then. And Danny, the whole time, I was standing next to Danny during the racetrack, and he was saying, she's going to take the penalty. Like, they were debating whether or not to take the penalty at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Amber comes and does the puzzle for him. And if you look on that episode, Angie and Leticia were way off. They weren't even close.
I know. Yeah, I know. We saw that too. We're like, she's literally doing it for her.
Doing it for
like
them.
Not even just helping, like doing it.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't believe, like, they allowed her to touch their tiles and all kinds of stuff. Like, she was in it. And I was not allowed to talk to Sunny. And for some reason, that was allowed in the show. I was yelling, Sunny, get help from Yvonne, or get help from Melissa. Because Melissa had finished it. And we knew that Yellow was still behind us.
I was okay.
Yeah, and I got yelled at. I got yelled at for suggesting that Melissa help Sunny.
Yeah.
But Amber didn't get yelled at for doing the three puzzles.
Yeah. I was really shocked that Danny had helped, that they all helped Leticia. Because I knew that there was kind of an alliance between Angie and Amber. Just from the past, because you could see like Amber was really heartbroken over whether she should leave Angie or not. Mm-hmm. They had kind of like developed this friendship or kindredship beforehand.
I didn't see any of that until I was in that tent when you were on the racetrack.
Mm. Yeah.
I was shocked that Amber had come up to Danny and started crying and saying, Danny, I can't leave your mom behind.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I did not know it was gonna be. She's a crier though. She, you know, like,
oh, that's they her, are.
Yeah,
they're so emotional. Everyone was so emotional. We're like, here, we're having fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, we loved your energy.
Cry. Yeah, and that's not to say it was bad at all. It's just that's how her emotions come out. So, but I didn't expect that. That's the first time I saw her show that much emotion at one time, and I was like, what is really going on here? How did this all happen? But my biggest shock was that they took Rod and Leticia with them because they really offered nothing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was just the looking back at it, because I didn't realize like how and why, but I think it was just that they were road partners. They all started at the same time. And so I think it just kind of was happenstance.
Yeah, that was the slap in the face, is that they took Rod and Leticia over us.
I think it was, though, a coincidence just because they all were in the same wave. That it happened that way. But you're right, though, because even on our show, when we do recaps, we've often said, as soon as something comes up where Rod and Leticia have
like
a physical
thing,
challenge,
they're just going to leave them.
They're just going to dump them.
Yeah.
They're not sticking around Angie and Danny.
They do dump them. They dumped them to the mat.
When they jumped over the fence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're like, we're going.
For the
we're like, we're not, waiting for,
yeah.
we're not waiting for them to pull up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we were like. They're not. This
They're
is not
going
to last long for them. Yeah.
But even Danny and Angie knew that, you know, and so the fact that they just, you know, kept helping them along, I was like, you guys aren't being very smart here. And
it's a little bit of a
Danny,
shock. For Danny
has apologized. He is aware of that too. He knows.
Yeah.
That
it probably wasn't. It was interesting to see who came crawling back to us after the last episode. we've gotten reached out to, and it's like, you know, Danny just like apologized and said, you know, like, I'm sorry, like that was bad. It, in hindsight, that didn't help us at all, and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And, you know, he just feels, he felt terrible about it. And I understood that, you know, it was a game. It's a game.
Yeah.
If I was in that position, hands down, I would have thrown us under the bus. Like, it's not the better person here. It's just like, yeah, we were in a bad position. And like, yes, it's a race for $1 million. People are going to get thrown under the bus. It's, you know, I'm not going to take it personally. I love all these people. I mean, it just sucked that it was us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So knowing how close you guys were to solving the Rebus puzzle by your last guess, do you wish you would have stayed with it? Seems pretty frustrating now to see how close you guys actually were.
Yeah. Busy was not able to give it up. She wanted, I was like dragging her.
Yeah. I'm stubborn.
Away from it. She's like, I know it. I got it. I was like, we're not going back. We stayed there for way too long. I was like, if we stay any longer and we don't get it, we're totally out for sure. This is like, we have to make an executive decision. And I was pulling her the entire way.
So in hindsight, we weren't allowed to write anything down. And that's what killed us, is because we weren't sure what answers we had checked in.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so when Bill told us
20 or 30 things, and we're like, I swear we said that already. We tried everything.
Yeah. When Phil told us, we said that, like, show the footage. We said that. Yeah. And that's, you know, and there's no way to like prove it. Like, you know, how do we prove that we said that? And it had to be like, not only the Chota guy had to like be physically watching you, but like, the judges, obviously the producers behind the scenes, had to acknowledge that you were checking in an answer. So you can sit there and just babble until they're like, okay, you're checking in an answer. And then, you know, the cameras are on, everyone's focused on you, kind of thing.
Yeah. And we kind of did, honestly. And I think, yeah, they kind of were like, hey, you need to say a full answer here. And we're like, oh, you're us.
Yeah. Us, we. <I don't know.
laughs> Yeah, we tried everything, and I mean, it would be nice if it just clicked, but I think really what ultimately hurt us in that challenge was, one, we didn't know what a Rebus puzzle was in the first place, and what people saw, what they showed, which was absolutely the most hilarious thing ever on TV, was us trying to, we thought it was a memory challenge. We had to like memorize these things and then put them in a board on a different location or something. So we were trying to come up with a story of how, and so like baby mouse took mama rat, and we're like trying to come up with a story to memorize.
Yeah. Because I didn't think you had to like say this. I didn't, and maybe I just didn't read the clue well enough. I don't know. But I didn't think that was what it was. And so I think we just overcomplicated it immediately, and then we were too far gone.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is the magic of editing, because we did not know that at all.
We could have said it, but it wasn't an answer we checked in out of like the 37 or whatever.
Wow. Oh, that makes total sense
now.
And
we switched and dominated the other two tasks, so we still made it.
Yeah, you guys slammed it for sure, for sure.
So what were some of your most challenging moments from the entire experience?
The challenging moments? I mean, it has to be like... just navigation. Navigation is the top three.
it was navigating. It was like the three things all mixed together. So it's actually pretty perfect. You said top three, because it was navigating in Spanish with using Spanish phone on Google. And then the clues or whatever, they called it like Iguana Bridge and Playa
Puerto Vallarta.
Part of Vallarta. Mm-hmm. They said Iguana Bridge. None of the locals knew what that was. That was like what Liz Taylor called it. Nobody knew, you know, and so that's kind of what they did all the time, was they called it things that the locals and people and, you know, whatever country doesn't recognize it as, like a private name of whatever they come up with or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
Because we encountered that a lot. Like, even that, like what we ended up being our downfall was that plaza. Nobody knew that it was like really a plaza.
No one knew it by that name.
And so the people that spoke Spanish were able to clarify that easier. And we were like, oh, let's just keep going or figure this out. And then, you know, there's a couple of people that don't speak Spanish and they followed people. So that, I mean, really, I think Spanish speaking, but driving while, you know, in another country and then people having that advantage on us and the navigation part too.
Even though you guys had some challenging moments, what would be your favorite moments from the Amazing Race?
Oh, I mean,
our comeback.
Yeah, when we came back, that my all-time favorite was seeing Michelle at that landscape puzzle challenge.
Yeah,
because I thought we were dead. Like, I was putting my lip gloss on. I was all ready for Phil to come and get us. And then all of a sudden we finally get to the in episode 4 we get to that landscape challenge, and I see Michelle and she looks like she's already dead. Like, she is sweating. She has just got this blank look at her face. She didn't even make eye contact with me. It was just like she was gone. And then we saw the cuzzies there. And then I thought, oh my God, Sunny has this in the bag. I'm surprised it took her 2 tries, honestly.
It really was. Anytime we had those comebacks, even like, you know, when we realized we were ahead of the trio at the meets, it was like the best feeling ever. Like, we have a chance, you know, we're coming back. Like, we're going to knock this out of the park. And then, you know, of course, after that, but most of the time it was just, you know, a beautiful,
We never thought we were out.
Yeah.
We always thought that there was a serious opportunity for us to get first on any one of these legs, even though we were constantly in the back of the pack and we were constantly last. That never left our minds as a possibility. In fact, it was surprising to me that we were so as far behind as we were in Uruguay. I thought, and we kind of knew then, we know when we're behind. We don't know if there's someone else screwed up, you know, and then we can catch up. It's how much time did you lose? And that was just our leg that it just finally cashed in. But that was pretty much the process of our entire show, was that, you know, getting lost, finding the challenge, doing the challenge really quick, passing this team, but, you know, getting lost again, finding the next challenge, passing this team. Yeah, you know, that's kind of how it was. We always played from behind. So every episode we got another life.
I mean, that's, I think, why so many people loved you guys, is that you always go into that positive attitude, and you have to tackle each moment as if you're not going home. I think that's a good approach.
Oh, for sure. Like, I never thought that we were done, ever.
Was there anything that didn't make it to the show that you wish would have?
That's a good question.
I'm glad it didn't, but at the same token, it would have been really funny at the skateboard park. We thought Busy was going to be skateboarding, which I cannot. And she's like, yeah, I could do it. And then it ended up being a mechanical thing. And I put together things, and the mechanic, I'm like, okay, that's not at all what we thought. And immediately I'm like, oh no, she can't do it. She's not going to do
she
this.
She can't do it. She doesn't
she's
know how to
get
the screw in her life.
She can't figure this out. She has no idea. She's been fed.
She wanted to take the penalty.
I was like, she's been spoon-fed her entire life. She's not going to be able to figure this out.
And I've put together so many toy sets for my kids that this was just like another, you know, Lego set or another baby doll that I had to unwrap.
Yeah. Like,
It was a gift, and it was so easy.
Yeah, and likewise, when she was done, and I was so shocked that she did it so fast, I was, like, over the moon. They didn't show any of that, like, how I almost jumped over top of her. I almost tackled her to the ground. Like, I was just ecstatic. Like, how did you do that so fast? So impressed.
Oh, that's so nice.
Aw, thanks, Sunny.
So I imagine you guys are pretty close with everyone that's been on the show, but who have you been able to connect the most with since the race?
I think Melissa and Yvonne, we've connected. I mean, we definitely bonded over being the people on the out of that alliance. And, you know, they're both women. They just had a baby, and they're about the same age as us, and
it's just been easy. You know, stronger women, and so we relate really well, and
they're really cool too. We liked meeting them.
So, is there anything else you want people to know about the Amazing Race?
About the Amazing Race is anybody can do it. I think if you have a dream to be on the show, that you should go for it. Because I never thought in a million years I would have been picked to do a show like that, you know?
Yeah, and also, I mean, you can study, but I don't know what to study because you just never know. I mean, how many puzzles are there in, you know, in creation, and they picked a rebus puzzle? I have no idea what a rebus puzzle was. You know, they could have, you just don't know what to study. You don't know what language to study. You just, you don't know.
And I do want people to know that through the Amazing Race that I told you guys about my breast cancer and how I'm through it and I'm healthy, but I actually found out that, I mean, it started my suspicion during the physical that I received for being on the show.
Oh.
So I had concerns about my breast health written down from that physical. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't doing anything about it during the race, but as soon as I got back, that's what led me to go see my first doctor.
Oh, wow.
So that's an interesting take. And then also, Sunny and I are going to be on the All-Star season. So
we would love to see that. We would love to see that. And also, we had never heard that before. That it literally was a lifesaver for you.
It was a lifesaver. Yeah. The show saved my life. The Amazing Race saved my life.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Wow.
And now I want another chance to race with my new life.
There you go. Yes. We want to see that too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. But what's next for you guys? And also, can you remind our listeners how they can keep up with you on social media?
What's next for us?
I'm Sunny at Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm firefighter_busy on Instagram. That's BIZZY. And what's next for us is I'm going to take navigation classes at REI so I can train myself for the All-Star season, which is overdue because it was 11 and 24. So hopefully, and Survivor just announced that they're doing an All-Star season.
Oh, well, that would be perfect for them to couple up with.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. But keep in touch because we'll be on All-Stars.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
And we look forward to you guys being on there too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So again, thank you for everything. And we're so excited for you guys to have this experience. And we loved watching you. And I know many people did. You have such great attitudes about the whole experience. And we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Tar Pit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tar Pit. Thanks so much.
The other thing too that we wanted to share is we just created a new travel YouTube channel.
And, oh, I saw that.
Yeah, we uploaded an activity. I'm mentioning this because you guys both have kids. If you guys ever take a trip to Epcot, we did a fun activity with the girls where it's a candy challenge at all the different lands that they have at Epcot. And it was with an Amazing Race twist, though. So if you ever go to our YouTube channel, you can find that out for your kids if you ever take a trip down there.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, that was cool. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for your time. And we really appreciate everything. And best of luck to you guys. And I hope we do get to see you on the All-Star season.
Yeah.
You will. Thank you, Tar Pit.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.